Today is Veterans Day, and U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, a veteran from Illinois, will soon mark 21 years since she was injured in the line of duty. Duckworth's Alive Day is this Wednesday, November 12th. On that day in 2004, she was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade while co-piloting a Black Hawk helicopter. Speaking on the 21st show, the senator says she approaches the day with gratitude.
I call each one of my buddies and thank them for saving my life and tell them that I wake up every day trying to honor the sacrifices they made to save me. And try to honor, with what I do every day here.
Duckworth lost both of her legs in the attack. She says a few weeks ago she had to have one of her amputations revised at Walter Reed Hospital. Several top Illinois Democrats oppose a plan to reopen the federal government, but not Senator Dick Durbin. Capital News Illinois reports Durbin is one of eight Democratic senators who supports ending the shutdown. The plan does not include health care tax credits Democrats sought. Governor J.B. Pritzker said the plan is based on an empty promise by Senate Republicans to hold a vote over the tax credits. Many Democrats believed the shutdown gave their party leverage to pressure Republicans to cave into supporting the credits. It's the second time this year Durbin and Pritzker have been at odds over a federal funding plan.